Welcome back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. We're talking about healthy communication with an expert on the topic, and we're honored to have Dr. Bernard Gurney from the National Institute of Relationship Enhancement breaking it down for us, how important communication is. One of the things I really like about your model, Dr. Gurney, is you talk about skills, because I think, at least talking from a male point of view, sometimes we're a little intimidated about this communication stuff. Our wives seem to be better at it. You know, all we know is we're supposed to do it. It's not a natural inclination. I think one of the things that's fascinating about your model is you really teach people how to do it. You break it down into certain skills, so there's not a sense of kind of meandering around or floundering with this kind of touchy-feely topic. And you talk to the other side about it, the expressive skill, how important it is to be subjective and talk personally. What other skills would you be talking to couples about and trying to teach them to enable them to communicate better?
Well, the second major skill, and this where these two work hand in hand, the expressive and the second skill, which is empathy skills, and that is this compassion, being able to walk in the other person's shoes, and this, you know, can be learned. And that's crucial. And so the first importance then is when somebody is expressing themselves to be able to show a compassionate understanding and let the other person know how you respond to them that you do deeply understand what they want and how they feel. And to do that well, when there's a conflict involved, you have to realize that that kind of understanding can be offered to the other person without meaning that you're giving in. I mean, people fear that if they show that they deeply understand what the other person wants, that's the same as agreeing with their point of view, and it doesn't mean that. You can show that understanding and then express your own point of view. So you go back and forth, and that's the third skill. The first is expressive, the second is empathic, and the third of the several skills that we teach, of the nine skills that we teach, is that you have to know when to be empathic and when to be expressive. And the general rule is first show your understanding of the other person. And when you've done that, then you're free to say in a non-threatening way what's on your mind and what your feelings are about the issue that you're talking about.
So that kind of first comes understanding. I mean, I think really resonates with the Christian point of view that I think it was Saint Francis that said that our first mission is to understand each other's rather than even to understand ourselves, is to really put ourselves in a position to experience what other people are going through. It sounds like that's something. Well, of course, you talked about the core set of values of compassion. It sounds like that's something that's really important to you and to your model, is that you can really deeply understand what other people are going through.
Right, I think it is very, very compatible with. I mean, it's Christ-like in a way, you know, to be able to do that, and I think it's very, very appropriate to Christian outlook.
Yeah, because your model does have tremendous optimism, I think, if I can put it that way. And if you disagree with me, let me know, that people really can get inside of each other's skin. You really can experience what the other person's experiencing. Now, you've said here, I think just a minute ago, one of the cautions is understanding is not the same as agreeing. And there's so much value once we kind of get that we can really understand somebody else and really commit to that, even though we don't agree. Agreement or disagreement can come out later, but we need to understand what the person is saying. It sounds like you really have a lot of faith in our ability to go deep, and that there's so much reward when we make a commitment to doing that and utilizing the skills that you mentioned.
Very well put. Yes, I mean the reward is that, you know, when the other person really can show that understanding, when B shows that understanding to A, then A is much more likely to reciprocate and do the same. So that instead of building up a wall as you discuss a conflict and feel you're butting your head against a wall, each person gains more confidence that they can work things through and that the other person is capable of understanding and of being compassionate.
I think one of the real beauties of your model, and I think it fits in nicely with the Christian point of view, is we're not just trying to understand the text of what someone's saying, the content of what someone's saying, but really trying to understand the other person. This is a way of of really kind of understanding each other deeply. But also, let's be fair too, and also accurate. This model is intended to help resolve problems. I mean, things like we said at the beginning, stuff happens. We have conflict. The best of marriages, the best relationships will have conflict. I guess from a Christian point of view, we call it carrying the cross. The cross is going to be there. And this model enables us to understand each other so we resolve conflicts so we can move on. I mean, it's got a real practical side to it too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you can resolve one conflict, but another one is bound to come up as you enter a new life cycle or meet new people or whatever it is. And life is always changing. And so there are always new conflicts to be resolved. And the earlier you try and feel free to deal with them, the better life is.
Dr. Kern, if you had one piece of advice to give to a couple, let's say, that's discouraged, that they've tried communicating, it just hasn't worked out, they're just about to give up, or they just don't see that it's worth making another try at it, what would your guidance be to such a couple?
I would say they haven't tried everything, you know, mm-hmm. and that to seek help and to try and find somebody who can be compassionate with both people and represent them, help them represent each other, themselves to each other, and continue to work on the problem. I think, you know, that there's help out there, and from the ministry and from professionals that you ought to avail yourself of. And if one doesn't work, try another. I mean, it's worth it to preserve the kind of love that you want and that you've had in the past and to restore that.
We've been talking to Dr. Bernard Gurney. Dr. Gurney is the founder of the National Institute of Relationship Enhancement, one of the most foremost experts on communication. He's talked a little bit about the model that he has and the importance of communication. His model is very much a confidence-based model of teaching you skills, and he shoots high in terms of the results that he wants, that people can radically understand each other and resolve the problems that they have. Let me give you some more information on how to contact Dr. Gurney and his writings. Email is info@nire.org, info@nire.org, or you can call 301-986-1479. Dr. Gurney, I want to thank you very much for joining us here on Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls.
Well, I'm very pleased to do this. I appreciate it.
Great. Okay, you've been listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, where we try to kind of connect the dots between the natural life that we're living in the Catholic faith. Today, our topic has been on communication. If you want to get more information on the program or listen to it live, you can go to www.wust1120.com. On behalf of our engineer, Michael Horn, my name is Art Bennett. I want to thank you very much for joining us, and God bless.
You've been listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This program has been brought to you by Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls airs from 6 to 6:30 p.m. on WUST 1120 a.m. and on the Internet at www.wust1120.com. If you'd like to help support this Catholic radio apostolate, your donations will be greatly appreciated. Please call 301-365-0612, extension 106, and have your credit card ready, or mail a check to the Center for Family Development, 7007 Bradley Boulevard, Bethesda, Maryland, 20817. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, copyright 2003, Alpha Omega Radio. Thanks for listening.